So earlier this week, I was at the Jux London conference for Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. It happened, but actually, I actually went only on that Wednesday, the 24th of February. So the Jux London conference is originally a Germanic conference, which started off in Germany, of course, and now they hosted their first event at the Novotel, prestigious hotel in West London, in fact, in Hammersmith. So I went off to the on Tuesday night to see a special panel discussion for, it was actually labelled as Jux London User Group Night. So, and it had none other than Dirk Koenig, Guillaume Laforge, and Charles Nutter, and a fourth person, which I actually forget. I think his name was Sebastian. So Dirk Koenig and Guillaume Laforge represented the groovy JVM language. Charles Nutter, obviously, J Ruby, and Sebastian, if I got his name right, was actually co-closure of the language. So, and also in attendance in the audience was obviously Alex Buckley, who's going to be doing the QCon London special BOF in a couple of weeks too. And it was a really good night. Lots of discussions about the future of the JVM, the impact of dynamic languages on the JVM, the invoke dynamic bytecode, which is coming along. And Alex Buckley had an interesting tidbit, very interesting. He said that the JVM hasn't changed in about 15 years, and the last significant thing that actually impacted the JVM was JSR 202, which was the type verifier, which is something a good 84 pages of the Java specification, the third edition, describes this thing called the type specifier, which type checks all the attributes and properties in the constant pool inside the JVM, inside your Java classes. So Wednesday was the day for me, and it was a really groovy day, which was prefixed by Adam Beans, Java Effects Patterns Day, which is, I found this presentation really interesting, really good presentation on Java Effects and its patterns, a good introduction to Java Effects there, and how to achieve patterns in Java Effects. So, for example, the observer pattern is no longer needed in Java Effects because that's implemented by binding it, and the way the language has implemented the things like the caused you to think of other ways of implementing something like the strategy pattern, because Java Effects supports functions as first class citizens. So you really, when you are looking at patterns, design patterns and template patterns, you really can take advantage of Java Effects to implement those things in terms of user interface. So onto the groovy stuff. The groovy stuff is really why I came down to Jux London, and starting with Guillaume Laforge's how to develop domain-specific languages in the groovy language. I found that really fascinating, the fact that you can leave out parentheses and the commas when you're making method calls really makes it interesting and really easy for business people to program in a language, but underneath is powered by the JVM, so it's fascinating stuff. His other presentation on Gaelic, which is a little toolkit he's written, which provides groovy servlets, groovelets, and the groovy templating, I can't remember, object, which allows you to deploy groovy applications inside the Google App Engine, which is different from Grails. And finally, Russell Winder talked about the Gantt framework, which is a groovy adaption around the popular Ant Builder object in the groovy language, and really what he was talking about, how groovy makes it easy to write Ant scripts to build software. And finally, Russell's doctor, Russell Winder, to give his full talk title, was talking about GPARS, the Parallel Algorithm Toolkit, and really he had a lot to say. He says threads are bad, and look at CSP. That's all for now. Out of time. Bye.